DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
On October 24th, 1942, on Guadalcanal, Sergeant John Bassalone was in charge of two machine gun sections. Japanese forces put Bassalone's gun crews out of action with constant bombardment of bullets and mortar fire. Under continual fire, Bassalone moved an extra machine gun into position, repaired another, and personally manned it. When ammunition for his men was critically low and supplies were out, Bassalone battled his way through hostile lines to resupply the men. He was awarded the Medal of Honor and returned to the United States to support the war bond effort. Upon his persistent requests to return to the war, he was sent to Iwo Jima. Bassalone single-handedly destroyed an enemy bunkhouse and led a Marine tank under fire safely through a minefield. He was killed in action the first day of the invasion and was awarded the Navy Cross posthumously. Bassalone is the only enlisted Marine in World War II to receive both the Medal of Honor and the nation's highest military honor and the Navy Cross, the U.S.'s Navy's second highest honor. His selfless actions and extraordinary devotion propelled him to legendary status among Marines to this day.
John Bassalone is one of the more iconic figures of World War II. He is a Medal of Honor recipient, one of the earlier Medal of Honor recipients. He becomes a stateside celebrity when he returns to the United States and then has that honor of returning to the war in the Pacific and receiving the Navy Cross posthumously at the Battle of Iwo Jima. Guadalcanal would prove to be the first major engagement and land battle in the Pacific. It was critical to American victory. If we had lost the Battle of Guadalcanal, we very easily could have lost the war. The most impressive thing about Bassalone's actions that night was he sort of single-handedly holds off this Japanese regiment. By the end of the 3 days, they counted 38 bodies in front of Bassalone's machine gun emplacement. He eventually moved his machine gun because the bodies were stacked so high he couldn't maintain a clear field of fire. I think it's important when you look at anybody from the World War II generation, the common theme of the greatest generation, as they've been called, is the common man, the humility. And Bassalone, you know, was very typical of that personality.
I was in a good outfit with good men. I just happened to be there, and anyone would have done the same in my place.
He felt this is where he belonged. There's a feeling of brotherhood that can't be explained. As a lot of the men said, they said he was more like a big brother. He wasn't like a real sergeant, and that's what they loved about him. And I think growing up in a big family and being close to his brothers, of course his sisters, maybe that's what inspired him to act like a big brother rather than the drill sergeant. I think my uncle was just a neighborhood guy who came from a big family, didn't have a lot of money. He did it himself. It was his own inspiration. I think he really knew he was meant to do something different.
We have massive shoulders to stand on and a legacy to uphold day in and day out, being that John Bazelon was attached out to suicide on that night. Every day I walk into work with that mindset that I need to uphold that legacy and I'll hold that standard with my Marines when we're training.
The culture of 1-7 is special, right? We're all about honoring our history and legacy from like those who have come before us and done great things for the battalion and for the Marine Corps. You know, hard work trumps all in 1st Battalion, 7th Marines.
We're a family, and like we do a lot of things together. Being in the Marine Corps and like being away from like your family at home, you kind of adopt these guys as like your brothers and sisters, a part of your unit. You see it a lot with Victor 1-7, especially in like Animal Company. We have like the first team motto, and that's like the first team, first family. Like same in one. We do everything together, and we'll do it always.
The experience of coming out here to Raritan and, you know, meeting the Bazelon family and the parade committee and being a part of such a historic event for, you know, somebody who we all call in 1-7 a hero and somebody we need to live up to has been unmatched. John Bazelon is a god amongst men. His name will never be erased from Marine Corps history and in this town.
Growing up here, you are just so familiar with John Bazelon and his story. And so a lot of our events get, you know, the local community out here. They definitely want to come and support, and it's great to see. We have the 5K on the Saturday, and it just grows every year. Parade's a lot of work, but people are so happy to come out and put in that work, and it's like our holiday. It's like our town holiday. It really is.
It's just so beautiful to see the streets grow more, and the children out there, and they're waving their flags, and it's a great feeling. It really is. Our main objective is to keep my uncle's spirit alive. We were told that the Marines, when they go to boot camp, they learn about him. So I believe that because of his story, because of what he has done, people just want to keep it going and let everybody know, like, why we are here, why we do have our freedom.
Privilege to name DDG 122 USS Bazelon.
The destroyer can add a lot to the amphibious ready group. Whether it's escort duties, you know, just being there as extra protection to protect shipping while they're in transit. And certainly once you get close to the beach and you're trying to do a landing, providing fire support. It definitely is it's an enabler that helps get the weapon of the arc, which is the Marines, getting them to the beach. You know, so when you can incorporate a destroyer in there, it just provides that extra level of protection and lethality. When something's named after a person, it's a way to let their memory live on. Selfless Warriors is our call sign. I wanted something that, again, would resonate with the crew, that would give us our own identity of who we are, what we're all about. But I also wanted something that also spoke to who John Bazelon was. You know, he didn't have to go back. He could have stayed in the U.S. and had a pretty sweet life moving forward after Guadalcanal. And he asked and asked and asked, and they sent him back. And he was training Marines, getting ready for, you know, for the assault, which he later found was the assault at Iwo Jima. That example of selflessness, the concept of selfless service and sacrifice. And so I thought that was a good way to not only honor our namesake, but also to honor our sponsors. And it just kind of, it brought everything together and then definitely gave an identity for the ship and for the crew. that's one of the challenges of leadership that we have, is helping connect the crew to the namesake. I think when your crew is connected to the namesake, it gives you a common identity. It's one thing for me to have that, but it's another thing when I see my crew take that same ownership. And that's one of the amazing things about the John Bassalone crew is, you know, as you get a chance to get to know them, you will see a group of sailors that owns their mission. Everything we do here is about training. It's about getting us ready to sail down the river and join the fleet. It's about getting us ready to operate and maintain our equipment. And eventually it's getting us ready to operate our combat system and be able to take this ship forward as a weapon system of the United States Navy.
I think Marines are always bonded by the simple fact that they're Marine. The weapons, the vehicles, the ships, they all change over time. But that aspect of being a Marine, wearing that dress blue uniform, wearing the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor never changes. The times change, the battles change, the enemy may change, but the Marines don't change.
And that's the story of John Bassalone, Sergeant John Bassalone, Marine Sergeant, who was awarded the Medal of Honor at Guadalcanal, fought to return back to full service, and was awarded posthumously the Navy Cross at the Battle of Iwo Jima. Just a selfless warrior. You did hear some interviews of him when he was brought back after being awarded the Medal of Honor to help with the war bonds effort, but that was not his thing. When you see the story of, if you're into Marvel, Captain America, you know, they bring him to help with the war bonds after his whole thing. The concept of that was built around Sergeant John Bassalone. So he is truly America's Captain America. Even though he was only a staff sergeant. It is 5:20 here at WILK. We have some more stories coming up in the last hour of the show. It's time for 2020 Traffic and Weather Together.
You never know when fate will call on you to perform some feat well beyond, way beyond what you perceive to be your limitations. My message, quite simply, is you're capable of doing anything, anything, set your mind to, and that's not useless rhetoric. Your capabilities are so great, you can't imagine what your capabilities are, given the circumstances, the need, etc. Individuals can and do make a difference, a big difference in life. The power of the individual is overwhelming. We always sell that short. We never really focus on that, but the fact is, although we tend to think in many cases that we don't make a difference, nonsense.
You are now about to meet a really great leader, a man who knows as much about performance under extreme hardship, pressure, and suffering as anybody you're ever likely to meet. Colonel John Ripley is the most decorated and revered combat Marine in living memory.
At the end of March in 1972, the North Vietnamese enemy attacked directly across the demilitarized zone with the intent of ending the war. There was enemy armor en route, tanks, and they said at least 20. It turned out to be 200 tanks, not 20. 200,000 enemy arrayed in 14 divisions attacking in three different places. This was an extraordinary, unbelievably large force. If we were to stop this massive attack, the only way to do that, virtually the only way, was to drop the bridge. I had managed to get north to a position south of the bridge and the intent was to go up there and destroy it. I would discover very soon I had none of the proper equipment. The enemy by now had surrounded us. As I said, I had one chance. I would be up to bat once, and I had to hit a home run. And all this while the opposing team was throwing their bats at me. The slightest lapse in judgment would mean death in a blinding flash, and worse, infinitely worse, failure of my efforts to stop what was obviously a war-ending, massive invasion. However, in the middle of this, I realized that it was Easter Sunday. I began to imagine my children at home emptying out their Easter baskets, and this began to overwhelm and distract me. And this is exceedingly dangerous when you get
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Distracted, working with explosives.
For 3 hours, Marine Captain John Ripley risked everything in a desperate attempt to blow the bridge at Dong Ha.
Colonel Turley tells you over the radio, gotta blow the bridge. Does he know how difficult this task is gonna be?
It was entered in the log that after he gave me the order to do it, he turned to another Marine there and said, I've just sent John Ripley to his death. Many people were shocked. Why did you go back? Well, there's a lesson here. The job is never done. There's always more you can do, always. That's what I call the value of the second effort. And the second effort, let me tell you, invariably, is the effort that ensures success. They finally worked and the bridge was destroyed. That made an enormously happy day for everyone. The enemy would not pass Dong Ha, at least not now, and their enormous invasion eventually failed.
The Colonel is absolutely inspirational. To hear a story that has such historical relevance, as well as it's so applicable to sort of day-to-day work, day-to-day life, you know, and he does such a great job of sort of pulling those two things together. It's an absolutely intriguing story to begin with, to share that experience, but then to also really draw some business parallels was fantastic for my group.
You have within you capabilities which you cannot imagine. I'm not talking about just the physical aspects of what this involved. I'm talking about the psychological, the spiritual, meaning within your spirit. You can do these things. When you're challenged, when you have something that really means something, you have within you the ability to make it happen. And I stand as testament to that because I certainly didn't think I had the ability. Well, I'll stop there and then you'll hear more later. Thank you.
And again, that's the story of Colonel John Ripley when he was a captain, a Marine Corps explosives captain in Vietnam, literally hand over hand with his equipment and explosives strapped to him, scaled the bottom of this bridge out to the middle of the river to place explosives in strategic locations under fire, 200 tank enemy tanks bearing down, 200,000 enemy troops bearing down, shooting at him. He's also a Naval Academy graduate. And when you go to Alumni Hall, when you go to Memorial Hall in the second floor of Bancroft, is there's a artwork piece honoring him and telling the story of John Ripley, and then every midshipman, be it who graduates Marine or Navy, knows the story of John Ripley. So I wanted to bring that story to you, truly a heroic effort during the Vietnam War, you know, within a lot of our lifetimes. And he passed away a few years ago, retiring as a full bird colonel in the Marine Corps. And again, at his time in Vietnam, he was a Marine Corps captain, explosives ordnance officer. So it just goes to show the dedication and him telling the story in his.
For 2.5 centuries, the Marine Corps has stood as the vanguard of freedom. Every engagement, every objective secured, every hill taken has built a legacy. A legacy of unwavering dedication, profound sacrifice, and a relentless determination. For 250 years, we have kept a promise forged in courage, hardened by sacrifice, and bound by an unwavering commitment to each other and our nation. A promise to be the first to fight.
Send it, 5 rounds, go.
In 1775, Marines just like many of you have shaped the resolve and strength of the United States. Your role is as important today as at any time in our history.
Throughout the years, the character of war has changed. One thing remains constant, our warrior spirit.
The Marine Corps in its 249th, soon to be 250th year, still sets a standard every Marine should be incredibly proud of, and I say that as a soldier.
We overcome and close with and destroy the enemy.
General Chuck Krulak said, the Marine Corps does two things. It wins battles, it wins wars, and it makes Marines.
Happy 250th birthday, Marines. Semper Fi.
Incredible message there from our United States Marine Corps, huh? Yep, just got to be humbled at the nation that we have. We truly stand on the shoulders of giants here. I don't think I mentioned, but Jason from Taylor won those Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets today. If you didn't have a chance to win today, we will be doing it again Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Tomorrow, we're not going to be here. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, each day you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. But if you don't win tickets in celebration of the 50th TSO show here in Wilkes-Barre, the band is making a customer appreciation offer of $10 off tickets for 50 hours starting on Veterans Day, November 11th at 10 a.m. and running through noon on Thursday, November 13th, whichever happens to be the 26th anniversary of the venue opening. So 10 o'clock tomorrow, if you want to buy Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets, there's $10 off. To take advantage of this offer, simply go to Ticketmaster.com. There's no password needed or even more savings, the Mohegan Arena box office, where there's no ticket service charge added. So $10 off if you go through Ticketmaster, but you will pay their ticket. If you go to the box office of Mohegan Arena, you will automatically get that $10 off once 10 o'clock tomorrow happens. So there's some good news if you're looking to purchase tickets as well. Got the text messages coming in. I truly appreciate the text messages coming in for today. And I've put a lot of what you heard today, the videos of what you heard today, not just the audio, but the actual, so you can see what you were listening to on my Facebook page. So as the show has been going on, I've been uploading it to my Facebook page so you can watch and share these videos with your family and friends. And again, tomorrow being Veterans Day, thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all our veterans and their families out there. You truly have my respect and admiration as I have two active duty serving right now. Before we go, let me tell you about my friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. First of all, they can do anything HVAC need that you needed. So, you know, just because I'm talking about my brand new Mitsubishi electric split air heat pump system doesn't mean that they can do it all. They don't do it all, because they do it all. If you want a central AC unit, they are trained premier comfort specialists. For my system, the Mitsubishi electric heat pump system, they are also Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors. And this system I got is truly incredible. We've used it every day since we got it. You know, for that first weekend, we had the air conditioning going, and then we've used the fan, we've used the dehumidifier, we've used the heat pretty much every morning for the past 2 weeks. And I'm sure it's on right now. But it uses half the energy of just running my propane fireplace. It is half the cost to run than just burning propane in my fireplace. No electric, no blower, no nothing. Just burning the propane. It shows you how energy efficient these things are. And that's why you get that federal tax credit, which I will use when I file my 2025 taxes for part of the system. And you get a PPNL rebate because of its energy efficiency. So it's a win-win situation across the board, plus everything else they do. 24/7, 365 days a year service, Cool Club maintenance plans, water heaters same day if you have an emergency, and that family value. Their name's on everything, and they stand behind it as family. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. Tell them I sent you. It's time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Well, that's going to be the conclusion of our honoring our United States Marine Corps, 250 years old today, on this day, November 10th, 2025. A lot to be proud of. You know, I was out of a couple of events this weekend. And, you know, as I think about the honoring of our Navy and now today our Marine Corps and our veterans tomorrow, we truly live in the greatest nation in the world. And I know people want to argue with that and say, well, we're number this and that, and we're number this and that. Listen, our founding writers said we were going to strive to be a more perfect union, say we weren't going to be perfect. Though no one's ever perfect. So if you could achieve greatness, that's good enough for me, and we've achieved greatness. In 1903, the Wright brothers first lifted a plane off that had no business flying whatsoever, if you've ever seen it, and if you've seen the video of the first flight. 1903, the Wright brothers' first flight took place right here in North Carolina. Just over 40 years later, Chuck Yeager breaks the sound barrier. Just over 40 years, we went from human beings flying in the air for the first time to Chuck Yeager breaking the sound barrier. Just over 40 years. And 20 years later, we put someone on the moon. Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon. In a lifetime, 1903 to 1969, that's a lifetime. We went from the concept of flying for the first time in the world, right here in North Carolina, in a single lifetime, put a man on the moon. That's the greatness of this nation. And I understand politics, media, having us at each other all the time is good for business. It's great fundraising. It gives purpose without having to solve absolutely anything. And that's what you see a lot of today. How many clicks can we get? How many papers can we get bought? How many internet viewers can we have? How much money can we raise? What can I do to get the attention of the nation to help my coffers? Which PAC's going to fund me today? If you look at the basics of our nation, our men and women, these 18-year-old children who sign on the dotted line and raise their hand to defend this nation against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and do on a daily basis, risk their lives. It's just incredible. And the fact that right now our military is surpassing all recruitment goals. The fact that right now we have men and women in harm's way around the world. And make no mistake, they are in combat around the world. They are in harm's way. We might not read about it. We not see it on the news. We might not even know about it, but it's happening. And those of you with loved ones, children, husbands, wives who are serving right now know this very, very well. A lot of people want to go about their every day not paying attention to that, not realizing that that's the reality of this world. I couldn't be prouder of my three children equally, from my son who's a naval pilot flying F-18s to my middle daughter who's a psychiatric pediatric nurse in Virginia to my youngest who is just finishing up TBS in the Marine Corps. TBS is the basic school. When she graduated the Naval Academy in May, she became a commissioned officer in the United States Marine Corps. The basic school is where you earn your globe and anchor. And anyone who follows me on social media has seen some of the pictures that I've put out there. We're pretty much out of contact during the week because she's out in the field carrying a 90-pound pack up to 13 miles, digging holes to sleep in the mud, being dropped off in incursion areas via Ospreys or CH-53 Kilos or Blackhawks. And that's the training each and every day that, that the young men and women out there are doing. In mid-December, she will graduate the basic school and we'll be down there to see her earn her globe and anchor. And then she'll be off to Pensacola in flight school and taking on the next chapter. But there are young men and women, and I appreciate all the text messages you're sending me because this show was dedicated and geared towards you. When I thought of this show over this weekend, I wanted to do something. I said something late last week. We were going to do something, and I had a concept in my head, and I kind of molded around during the weekend, put everything together, and I just want to thank Jake because I threw about 15 emails at him today with clips and sound things and said, can you tune this up or remove this? So, Jake, I really appreciate all the work you did on this because it was truly a team effort here. I know they didn't really hear a lot from you or I today, but the amount of effort you put into this is just tremendous.
Thank you, Rob. That's what it's all about. Thank you to both of your children for their service to our country, and happy Veterans Day to all the brave men and women, past and present, that have served for this country. That's why we're off tomorrow, and that's what makes this country so great.
Yep, and it's interesting because as we're off tomorrow, our active duty military are working standing points somewhere, manning the rails on a ship or in a submarine or you know flying in an Osprey and not getting paid. So we have to remember that, and hopefully that's remedied right quick. But to all the veterans out there, thank you for everything you've done for our nation and continue to do just by simply being veterans, because this nation is better because of all of you. It's coming up on 5:56. I believe we got one more perks left, Jake, right? Time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Denny's and Pittston. Get a $25 voucher for only $12.50. Great atmosphere and casual dining, now open 24 hours Wednesday through Saturday. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Located in front of Walmart Supercenter in Pittston. You could visit getmyperks.com for all the details. It's 5:56. We'll be back to close out the show in just a minute. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today on this Monday, November 10th, 2025. Happy Veterans Day tomorrow to all our veterans. And we will see you on Wednesday when we return. A couple of text messages. Thank you very much for this great show. I can't wait to go check out the videos. My dad was an Iwo Jima survivor, 4th Marine Division. God bless all our servicemen and women, and thank you for their service. Thank you for their service. Great show today. Thank you. Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate all the text messages today because, again, when I conceived this show, it was because of the men and women and the family members like you out there that I figured would appreciate it. And we did a little something different today, and I hope you stuck along for the ride. Everything that we play today, or a lot of what we play today, is on my Facebook page. You could check it out there. If not, God bless, be safe, and we will see you on Wednesday.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.